The new numbers are out, and the ATF, the Bureau of Alcohol, Tobacco, Firearms, and Explosives, has released the updated data for inspections, warning letters, and revocations of federal firearms licenses, FFLs, and the news is horrible. Now, I have reported on the campaign to revoke licenses of firearm retailers over very minor clerical errors, which the Biden administration and the ATF term a zero-tolerance policy, you know, to rid the earth of rogue firearms dealers. This policy, which was ordered in by the Joe Biden administration, is having devastating effects on small businesses and also hurting the ability of us in exercising our Second Amendment rights when there are less SSLs? FFLs around for some folks. And before I get into it, I want to thank the sponsor of the video, and that's the Sonoran Desert Institute. I know a lot of you out there are just like myself. You like to modify and repair your own guns. And if that's your hobby and you want to take it to the next level, then the Sonoran Desert Institute can help. The online programs at SDI cover armors courses, gunsmithing, ballistics, woodworking finishes, shooting sports management, and much more. Plus, the tools and materials you need are delivered right to your house for hands-on practice. Never been a better time, guys and gals, to get in the game and get an education you can use on the job. So what are you waiting for? Check out the link down below and in the pinned comment, sdi.edu/gng, to learn more. Thanks to SDI for rocking with guns and gadgets for the last few years. Now back, unfortunately, back to the Joe Biden's ATF and some of the statistics that we learned. In 2023, the ATF revoked 157 federal firearms licenses following an IOI's inspection. That's the agent that goes in and checks the books and all that stuff. That's up from 88 that were revoked in 2022. That's an alarming rate. That's a lot of people who lost their jobs for sometimes very insignificant clerical errors. 165 FFLs were able to maintain their licenses after revocation hearings last year in 2023, which was up from 83 only the year prior in 2022. So you can see a lot more people, that's twice as many, that have had to fight to stay alive in this game. 80 FFLs, unfortunately, voluntarily surrendered their licenses last year instead of going through the expensive and difficult process of trying to clear their name due to what is a clerical error. Now, that was up from 69 in 2022. Now, ATF has decided that they're going to name and shame businesses that saw their licenses revoked or closed after these clerical errors by publishing names of businesses, and that's never happened before. Since the Joe Biden administration announced this ATF zero tolerance policy that was in the Rose Garden, I covered that live a couple years ago, a single violation can be interpreted as breaking the law. And the Gun Control Act says that the ATF can revoke an FFL for a single violation. Now, previous to this zero tolerance rule change by Joe Biden, yeah, they do a lot of rule changes because they can't do anything constitutionally. But prior to this new rule, clerical errors found during inspections were rectified with ATF IOI inspectors instructing firearm retailers, their FFLs, on how to fix their error and how to stay within the regulations, how to follow the law, and how to stay in business. Well, Joe Biden's decided that they're no longer going to help folks. They're going to hurt folks instead. Now, there has been a bill submitted last month, about 3 weeks ago, that is looking to address this. It's called the Reining in Federal Licensing Enforcement Act, or the RIFLE Act. And that was submitted by Representative Mann out of Kansas, and the bill looks to rein in the ATF on this matter. Now, this bill, the reason I'm telling you about this bill is that it could pass the House. It's still in committee. There's been no movement on it since the day it was introduced, January 18th. But it could pass the House. It won't pass the Senate. And even if it did, Joe Biden is not signing a single bill that would restrict his ATF from doing what he absolutely told them to do administratively. Not going to happen. But I wanted you guys and gals to be aware of the new numbers. They are out. Now, last year when the numbers came out, I told you they were up about 300% from the year prior, and they are continuing to go up. Sound off below. Let me know what you think about this, especially if you are an FFL. If you have a horror story and you can tell us about it, then sign off down below. Sound off down below. Let us know. This needs to end. It needs to end soon. We need a change at the top, but that one person sitting at the top can't change 50 years of chicanery by these two parties that are acting as one. Let me know what you think down below, guys and gals. Check out SDI, and don't forget, tomorrow morning, Tuesday, the Liberty Lounge Podcast Episode 1 will air. I'll have links down below. We will be everywhere. You can download podcasts, including Spotify and Apple Podcast, as well as its own YouTube channel. We can look up Liberty Lounge Podcast. Link will be down below as well. Appreciate each and every one of you. Please check out our new project. It's Anthony, Johnny, and I. We have some really good guests lined up, and it should be a good time. Till we see each other again, be safe, stay vigilant, and carry a gun. If you love the Second Amendment, subscribe here to Guns and Gadgets. I'll keep you in the know daily. Subscribing is free, doesn't cost you anything. You just hit that little red button below. It's actually, down here. Just hit that button, it's free. It tells YouTube that this is the place to be for Second Amendment news, and I thank you for that. I'll see you on the next one, y'all. Take care.